Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm coming to you from Ohio again. We've had some snow flurries, and now it's sunny. Oh my gosh, the weather's crazy everywhere. But I have some great stuff for you today, just great stuff. Make sure you look at the e-blast. The next webinar is going to be on alignment, what it is, what we mean by it, and how to get into it. So I hope you'll join us for that wonderful, I think it's April 18th. Okay, so, you know, the channel recommended to us that we simply claim I am wellness, I am the light of love, and hold firm to that with the feeling of love for 4 to 6 weeks. Wellness, remember, is mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional. So, I found this amazing article by Dr. Cynthia Falk, and I'm going to share just a little bit of it with you because I want you to understand that love is not some namby-pamby spiritual concept that has no connection in why the channel is telling us for wellness in every area you want to go to love. So I'm going to read you some of the optimum quotes from this article. She says, to have optimal cardiovascular health, your emotional and spiritual heart is just as important as your physical heart. Every thought and every emotion causes an instantaneous cascade of hundreds, if not thousands, of neuropeptides and hormones that orchestrate a symphony of positive and negative effects within the body. And those of you that did the webinar with Dr. Berdici and myself, you remember that hormones just affect every other thing in our body. Your adrenals, your thyroid, everything. Love is a vital component for the health of your heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, again, for those of you who are going outside of yourself to find love or use that as an excuse not to have love, I want to invite you back into the premise of this work, which is we are the creators of ourselves. And so we get to choose to love and experience that love for ourselves, for the world, for others, coming from us, not trying to get it outside of us. Love improves self-esteem, which leads to better self-care. Well, obviously, if you love yourself, you're going to want to eat better, you're going to want to exercise, you're going to want to do everything that contributes to that love for yourself. Love is a great antidote to stress. Love counteracts the fight or flight response, and I want you to know that's the basis of adrenal fatigue, is fight or flight, staying in fight or flight all the time. Okay, that is associated stress, lower levels of stress, right, are associated with helping lower high blood pressure, bring your body back into balance from diabetes and heart disease and depression. Love down regulates the production of cortisol. And cortisol, we know, it makes us fatter, puts our blood pressure up, and it certainly decreases your adrenaline. So you go into adrenal fatigue, which affects hormones, blah, blah, blah. Love encourages your body to produce oxytocin, the feel-good or love hormone. And oxytocin can reduce cardiovascular stress and improve the immune system, which in turn decreases cell death and inflammation. Love also causes the production in your brain of norepinephrine and dopamine, which leads to increased feelings of joy and pleasure. Listen to this quote. Love really is your best medicine. Love decreases anxiety and staves off depression, which subsequently reduces the signs and symptoms of heart disease. And love decreases inflammation, improves your immune system, and can be a potent pain reliever. Okay, guys, just do you need anything else, really? We can put together, you know, sheets and sheets and sheets of proof, but really, do you need any other reason than those? For those of you, oh, and the channel is adding, because when I sat down to, you know, inquire with the channel, what else should I bring on today around love, they took me to chronic fatigue, right, and adrenals. Love increases your energy. You want more energy in your life? Bring more states of love into your life. Again, you can do that right now in the snap of a finger, because it's coming from within you. That's the choice. Okay? So I urge you, I am wellness. I am the light of love. While you are feeling love, going to your love place, please join me in doing that for 4 to 6 weeks consistently. Every time you think of a health challenge, or every time you think of a money challenge, anything, right? I am wellness, which covers every subject. I am the light of love. Just like you'd say, I am D. I am the light of love. That's who I am. That's literally who I am. All right. Can I go to the calls? Yes. If you want to talk to the channel, press star 1. And we're going to Sarah in Switzerland. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cake.
Good talking to you.
Thank you.
It's resonating a lot. Just bringing or allowing more love to come to and through me and my life, and to fill all areas of my life. That really resonates strongly. Thank you for that.
Well, absolutely. When we literally choose us to be the state of love, we have to attract love, because then love will look out from the world and go, oh, look, there's a match for me. I'm going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm glad it resonates with you.
I wonder if you can share a little bit of guidance that's coming through for you in terms of what might help me to move forward with work and finance.
With work, well, I can tell you there's two things that are out of alignment for you in this subject. Again, I am wellness. I am the light of love. Is going to do a lot to rectify this. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in, Sarah.
Nothing coming in. What's coming in is Let Me Love You, but I don't know if that's a song, but that just came in at the very end.
Okay. So that's kind of where we're going.
Okay.
Is you kind of shut yourself off. You are shutting yourself off are the highest words from communication with all energy. And, you know, guys, a lot of our work in the last few months has been integrating all of us from all dimensions and all energy from all dimensions into our divine self. When we are integrated, then we hear the guidance, right? So they would like you to start going to your heart for guidance around money and finances. It's against our nature. It's against our teaching. We've been taught to go to our head, but your heart has a lot of guidance for you around this. There are things that you are passionate about, but your mind says, I can't make any money there. But if you go to your heart and go, I love these things, how can I make money? Then you've given yourself the direction of opening yourself up to finding how you can, instead of thinking it's not possible for you. Your brain can't find what you don't think is possible. The second thing, hold on, sheets, book, song, movie. Okay. The second thing is one of the reasons you don't think it's possible is you think you missed your shot. You think the opportunity is gone for you. Whether it's I'm too old now or I don't have enough education or whatever it is. Again, you have to know it's possible, accept that it's possible, and accept that you literally are the possibility of doing it, right? You get those things in alignment, and then you will open yourselves up to the opportunities where you can make more money. Do you understand? Okay. Is this resonating with you, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would like you to start doing that this week, all right, and start shifting yourself and getting in more of alignment with that. See, that's what the next webinar is all about. If we're asking for money and we don't think it's possible to make the money doing what we love, you can see right there how we're going to thwart our own creation. So do that.
Yeah.
And let's see what movement, expect some movement, because there will be when you get that in alignment. All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Whoops. Come on. Little switchboards. Kind of slow right here. Well, I don't have a name. It's 925-667. Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's Teresa. Thank you for taking my
Hi,
call.
Hi, sweetheart. Of course.
I find it difficult to, I find it a challenge, I should say. I've asked for a divorce, and I know I need to be loving in the way that I do this. How do I stay neutral?
Well, the channel is suggesting you don't stay neutral, that you stay in love. Guys, love's the answer to everything. But literally, it's like something that those of us in the spiritual world have known forever, but we don't buy it. We don't practice it. We say it. It's a nice concept. It's a nice theory, but we're not putting it into practice. So, you know, they're taking me to the Buddha's quote, if you need to sue someone on this plane, sue them. Just stay in love while you're doing it. And that's a choice. He doesn't have to do anything for you to love him, Teresa. Yeah. You're choosing to love him for you while you divorce him and move on.
Okay.
Do you understand?
It just seems that he doesn't, when I'm in love, that love space, he doesn't want to let go.
Well, you're in the love space for yourself and for him, but it's a different kind of love than what we share when we are in love with someone. You are directing yourself to be in the experience of love while you do for yourself what is the highest good.
Okay.
Do you understand? It's we're not saying you go in and you hug him and you kiss him and you go, oh, honey, I love you so much while I'm divorcing you.
Right.
Because that will only confuse him, obviously.
Right. Right.
But when you go, you know, I want to get back at him and I'm going to win at all costs and I'm going to take him for the ride of his life because, you know, all that stuff takes you down.
No.
Doesn't take right. him down. It takes you down.
Right. I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. Absolutely.
What do you want to do then? Tell me.
Be in peace. Be peaceful.
Okay. And love and peace.
Yeah.
They're okay. partners, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
It's, you know, the channel is saying, think of it as if you were dealing with a little child. If you were teaching a little child and giving them a timeout, you wouldn't stop loving them, but you still okay. take the actions to create what's best for them and what's best for you. And that's what you're doing in this situation.
Good analogy. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. Thank you, channel.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
That was great for everybody. All right. We're going to Miss Emily in California. Hi. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Oh, boy. I am living this. I am walking myself through the door. I am putting it in practice, and amazing things are just dropping in to my life.
Right? It's amazing to watch, isn't it, when you
yeah.
actually put it into practice. Tell
yes.
us one fabulous thing that's happened.
Yeah, out of the blue, my sister hooked me up with this opportunity to house sit. I'm in this gorgeous, amazing, gigantic house with my daughter and a pool and a ping pong table and a trampoline and all this extra space and beauty and peace everywhere, and it's private, and we're here for 2 weeks. Just like, oh, wow. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Nice
More
little
peace.
Vacation from the universe, huh?
Yes. It's incredible. Yeah. Oh, so I'm celebrating, and on the getting out of staying stuck, I've been doing the meditation, that the hypnosis meditation.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? I've been doing it too.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of clarity.
It.
She's talking about the meditation hypnosis that Dr. Wilson did for everybody that signed up for the Getting Out of Staying Stuck webinar. Yeah, I've been using it around a physical thing where uh-huh. I want to, and that coupled with the I am wellness, I am the light of love, I'm seeing huge shifts.
Yes.
So I'm
yes.
really excited about it. Thank you for that acknowledgement. I will for sure pass that on to her, Emily.
Yes. And
good for
on
you.
On the webinar, I was wanting to move forward with a business opportunity that I've been just literally sitting myself down and walking myself through it and taking the step. And it has been a journey like running a marathon. The process is transforming me. And whatever's at the end is at the end. Maybe it's a whole bunch of money through this, or maybe it opens up other ways for money to come in.
Exactly.
And I said to myself, wow, you don't run a marathon to, like, get something at the end. You do it for the experience of
yep.
loving yourself
yep.
and meeting new parts of yourself. And that was so huge for me. And I would love if the channel has anything, you know, to add.
Well, first of all, when you start taking steps and walk out the door, the whole universe around you shifts because it says, oh, okay, they're ready now, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. It's amazing where you will be taken, but you've got to start taking action, guys. There's one thing. First of all, they're showing me, I love it when I get this image, the field of, I looks like monks in white robes, and they're all standing up applauding. So that's a real acknowledgement for you. There's one thing they would, piece of information they'd like to give you, sheets. But give me a song, baby cakes.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Again, that's an acknowledgement. You've woken up. You're being reborn. You're coming alive. You know it. Just claim it and keep doing what you're doing. Yep,
oh.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, beautiful, Miss Emily. Thank you for this call. Joyful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you.
You too. Miss Alicia in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I'm trying to get back into alignment and creating harmony.
Okay, so let's Alicia, I would like to ask you to lose the word trying.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am in alignment with what?
I'm in alignment with creating a harmonious relationship with my stepson.
Okay. So do you see the difference between where she started and what we ended up with, guys? That's what you have to do. I'm trying, I'm working on it, I'm going to get it by. No, I am this right now. Okay? Then that opens the direction for you to find the answers. Okay, so I am creating a harmonious relationship with my stepson right now. There's two things they want to give you, sheets. Okay. They're taking me to South Pacific, and that's always about, it's not possible because it doesn't make sense. So, you see, you're looking at your reality with him, which is somewhat caustic right now.
Mm-hmm.
And going, this is the reality. I don't think it's possible. It doesn't make any sense that we could really live in love together. And remember, your reality has nothing to do with what you want to create. Nothing.
Right.
So you have to look away from your reality and start claiming that I am creating this as peaceful and joyful. Right now, that's my relationship with him. Right now, I am the light of love. See, that's a part of wellness in your relationships. So, again, if we look toward fixing something, Alicia, we don't look at the final result that we want. We look at the problem. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
The second thing is sheets, book. I need a song, baby. Any song?
I don't even know if this is a song. I'm just hearing joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
Yeah. You want to shift your relationship with your stepson? Quit trying to fix him.
Okay.
Quit trying to fix him and be joyful for him and the relationship you have. And yes, nobody's saying that's not challenging. And we're saying accept the challenge, that's the answer.
Okay.
Quit arguing, but, right? The
yeah.
more you can experience joy about him, the more you can find the things, and Abraham Hicks talks a lot about this, guys, the more you can find the things that gives you joy, that about him, even if it's, wow, he didn't slam the door. I'm so thankful and joyful for that. Thank you, stepson. And I'm telling you, when you do that, other energy has to respond. But okay, you, again, have to know it's possible, even though it doesn't make any sense. Do you understand?
So, I do, and I I agree 100% what I need to do, but can I just ask one backwards in the problem question?
Yes.
We had a huge blow up last week, and it was just not pretty. And he tells me it's my fault. My husband said it was my fault, but I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. So was it my fault, or how do I do it differently?
Okay, the channel literally says I'm not even going there with you, because because this is what you keep doing that doesn't allow the relationship to heal.
Okay.
It doesn't flip and matter whose fault it is. Do you want to experience love, or do you want to experience being right?
Oh, my God, I want to experience love.
Okay. So because you know it's for you and it raises you up, you know, you go, look, I'm perfectly capable of accepting the fact, you know, that you guys think it was my fault. I'm just going to love you anyway. I just want to love you. So, you know, it was my fault. I just want to get back to love. Can we get back to love now?
Okay.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, but that means you got to put your ego aside, because your ego holds you in the limitation that you do not want.
You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, baby. Go back to what works, and that's love. All right, Mr. Daniel, hi. What's up?
Hello there, delicious.
I like that. I am delicious. I'll claim that.
You certainly are. Could just gobble you up every day. I am curious the energetics of some pain and issues I'm getting in my knee. I know it's muscular due to dancing, but especially on the lateral side of the right knee, I keep getting twinges the past couple days.
Well, we don't need the body book, which is a good thing because I don't have them with me. I swear to God, Daniel, when I saw your name, this is what his knee is about? Well, I'll be interested to get home. Email me so I remember to look at the body book around knee. Because before I even brought you on, when I saw your name, they said, tell him to get out of his head and into his heart. I know. They keep nagging you about it. And they're saying that's what your knee is about. Well, so can we have more explanation around the connection? Yes. Sheets, book, song. Well, we keep going to plays today. Okay. And they're taking me to Hamilton, and whenever I go to Hamilton, it's all about it's too late. I've missed my shot. It doesn't make sense to me that I can do this. So what's that? What subject is that about in your life, babe?
Accomplishing all of it.
Okay, but you are.
Yeah.
But you keep saying, I don't know if I can. And that trips you up. There's your words. It's tripping you up. I am accomplishing everything I want to do easily and joyfully and effortlessly and in the flow. I am doing that right now. That's who I am. I'm the God of me that accomplishes everything with joy and ease.
And so it is.
And so it is, baby. Yeah, that's important to all of you who are, and yes, channel and myself, I know, to all of us that are trying to create states of wellness anywhere in any subject, whether it's financial or physical, right? That, again, we have to claim I am wellness, so that our energy and our brains can literally find the wellness within us in every subject. All right? Claim it in order to create it. Hold on. Nope, there's nothing else, Daniel.
Well, let me ask one other quick question then. So what is, I know the mind is pulling you out of the heart, but is there anything else around that?
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's the right question. Nope. It's so simple, and you've just trained yourself to go to the monkey mind. If you could go to the brain and the heart are connected with the highest information. The mind, guys, is always created to doubt and question. And as soon as you doubt and question, you continue to create the very things you don't want. Okay?
So when we notice doubt and question, get out of that.
Yes. And yeah. When you're in doubt, straighten your aura line. Say, I know. You can't believe how instantaneous. Easily it turns around. Your energy comes back, your focus comes back, and you have the power to take action then.
Fantastic.
Okay. Go get them.
All righty.
And you're going to email me about the knee, because I'm really fascinated to see what it says in the body book now. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Will do.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to Robin in Colorado. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm fabulous.
In not so sunny Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I do see some blue sky out there now. So,
yay,
what can we do
yay.
For you, baby?
So I'm not entirely sure why I felt called to raise my hand, except that I've been doing the claim pretty consistently. I direct myself to know that it's being the power of me is possible, and it's possible that I am safe and secure in this world. That one?
Yep. 4 to 6 weeks.
Now feel this sense of not being safe. So I thought I
not being what?
Safe. Because now I can't move, and I'm kind of a mover.
What do you mean you can't move?
I can't do much weight bearing on my right foot, so I can't go to my dance classes or workout classes or even walk to and from my office. And just thought I'd see if there was anything from the channel about why.
Yeah, and okay, so everybody hang in here and focus, because what's happening is because, read your claim for everybody again so they can hear it.
I direct myself to know that being the power of me is possible, and it's possible that I am safe and secure in this world when I exercise the power of my I am presence in this world.
Okay. What's happening is you're literally stopping yourself. Because I'm testing as I'm going, which is why I'm so slow. You're stopping yourself because you're in fear of what you're claiming.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want people to hear that can be part of the process if you believe it is. So they want to add something about I am. Hold on. Is there a, there's a word before that. Yeah. I am safely and joyfully stepping into my power. Can you write that down? And guys, yep. this is oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes part of the process, because what you're doing is her first claim opened up the possibilities for her so she could literally see her stop herself and go, wow, no, I am safely and joyfully stepping into my power. I am wellness. I am the light of love. Okay? So that if we stay conscious and become objective, then we can know what we may have to add or subtract or change around how we're stopping ourselves. And that's all life is really about, guys, is how we're either stopping ourselves or walking out the door in our power. So, you know, Robin, and another good thing for you to say is, I'm the God of me that's on my side.
Okay.
For everybody, they're actually saying that. But again, that is included in I am wellness. I am the light of love.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't want to put too much emphasis on the foot. And I'm talking from a spiritual place. If you need to see a doctor, see a doctor.
Yeah, I already did. Yep.
While, and what did he say? Is there something medically wrong with it?
Yeah, I've got a fracture on the top of my foot. So keep weight off of it, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So then ask yourself, while you're working on this I am presence, so that you're going to step forward in your power when that foot heals, how can you exercise and be busy and be involved in your life now? How can you do that? Maybe you have to get a stationary bike.
Yep.
Which doesn't put any weight on it. See?
Yep.
But you've got to ask, how can I, in order for you to open up the possibilities?
For sure.
All right. You have your answer?
I do. I do. I like the word joyfully in there because that's where I struggle. So.
You want to redefine what you just said?
Yeah.
See, you just said, I am the God of Robin that struggles.
I am the God of Robin that experiences joy and wellness.
And ease, baby.
And ease.
Ease, yeah. All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dee.
I know. It comes out of our mouths before we ever frickin' know it's flying out, doesn't it? Arlene in Colorado. Hi, baby.
Hi. I have another tooth question here. Despite resisting root canals for years because I've read that there are certain dental and health experts who believe they can just leak constant bacteria into the body. I opted a week ago to have one in a few days. I just thought, well, you know, I'll just do it. Now, I guess I want confirmation that I can.
Arlene, who's the director of your energy?
Yeah, I know. So my confirmation is, I'm the director of my energy.
So this root canal is easy and effortless and joyful.
Yeah.
My body accepts it beautifully. It enhances my health in every way. But you see, there's a part of you that's focused on the fear that article gave you. Guys,
that's
let
right.
me tell you, you can, yeah, well, so you've got to redirect what you were looking for, which is a reason not to have it. Well, you found it. That's how
right.
powerful a creator you are, is you actually found something to substantiate not having it done. Because
right.
you were looking
yeah.
for that. Okay? Direct what you want. Direct your body to
okay.
accept it, and my body's healthier because I'm having this, and it is a piece of cake.
Wow, my
okay?
goodness. My goodness, that's pretty awesome. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Got it.
But we,
got it.
You know, and we keep defaulting to the fear because we're all used to being trained that way. So it's just being conscious and catching ourselves, guys, so we can turn it around in the moment. I don't get there. Do I need the body book? No, don't need the body book.
Okay.
All right,
this
baby.
This is a real, real testimony to the work, then. If it can do that, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, it's...
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. And
okay.
Let me tell you, when you start doing this, I have this beautiful story. Last Sunday was Easter, and I was behind. I had 25 people coming, and I ran over to pick up ice and ice cream at CVS. And I got up there to pay for all of it, and I had taken my billfold out and left it on the desk and didn't have any money or credit cards. And I said, oh, please, I'm so late and all my people are coming. If I call and get the number, can you put it in? No, we can't do that. This guy walks up to me and he says, I'm going to pay for this lady's stuff. And I went, oh, sir, no, I can't ask you to do that. He said, you didn't ask me to do that. I want to pay for your stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, well, give me your name and address and I'll send you a check for it. And he looked at me and he said, ma'am, can't you be a grateful receiver? Which is what I say to everybody else that I do this for.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The last time we went down to this barbecue place, I picked up all the policemen's lunches to thank them for their service and the fires that we'd had, right? I do this all the time. And here I am. And that guy spit my words right back to me. And I looked at him and I said, yes, sir, I will. I will be a grateful receiver and receive this gift from you. Okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. All
that's
right.
right.
Thank you. Yeah.
But, you know,
beautiful.
You have to be the energy to attract the energy you want.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right, Miss Arlene. You bet. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
That was awesome. Pam in Virginia. Whoops. Well, come on. There you are.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I knew I was going to be on because I heard this voice in my head say I have to call in, and I can see from the tone of the call why this all fits in.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, it's always fun. But I have a particular issue that I've been trying to resolve and figure out a good answer to, and I think you're just the person to help me. And that is, when I am with individuals, I feel like I'm in a very good place and happy and not taking on their problems. But I find myself sometimes sick when I'm done. And one example in particular, last fall I was listening to somebody tell me about their heart condition, and it was pretty severe, and I was listening, and I felt good, and over the next couple of months, I started to have symptoms of heart problems.
Okay, it's coming in so fast, I've got to interrupt you, and so we're going to your little girl, we're going to your child, and it's a big past life issue also. And you picked it up in the womb from your mother. So we're going to a core belief. It's like the first words they gave me it was, when you hear that, it plugs you in to a fear that you remember. And then you subconsciously get focused on it until you create it. And then the fear of actually getting it is so great that you create it going away. Is that true?
It's funny. I don't feel like I'm in fear. I don't even consciously,
I know.
Consciously aware of it.
All right, hang on. It was mostly with your dad. Hold on. 0 to 5. 0, 1, 2. Around 4 years old. So it could be 3, 4, 5. And they're going to give you a core belief. This page here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Mm.
Okay.
That resonates.
So the channel wants all of you to know you are energy. You don't have energy. You're literally made up of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't not have energy because that's all you are. But you can direct that energy any way you choose. And it's a true statement that you have never directed yourself not to take on all this.
Okay.
That I want to be there, I want to help, you know, I want to support, and in no way, shape, or form do I ever receive the limitations that I'm working with.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to be there.
I create me in health and wellness always. It's not dependent on them, but they're hammering in my head that I've got to tie this in for you. So we're going to your dad around 3, 4, 5 years old, and you literally watched your dad take something on from another person. So this belief was modeled to you. Anything coming up for you? It's not. It wasn't sickness, but it was sickness, maybe in money. That, oh, I see, we have to take on other people's problems.
That sounds more like my mom.
Yes, it sounds more like your mom, but you actually witnessed it with your dad.
Okay.
So you got a double whammy going on there. So that could be Uncle Billy's farm is going under, so I have to give up myself to help him pay for it. It could be anything like that, where you put together this belief system that you have to give something from yourself in order to support other people. And it's not true. It's funny. I get that question all the time. Oh, my God, Dee, like by the end of the webinar, you must be exhausted from channeling for everybody. I'm not.
Mm.
Because I have always directed this work to energize me and balance me. Okay? So be very clear about how you're defining yourself, that, you know, when I support people and listen to people and guide people and help people, I am filled with more energy and wellness and aliveness. Okay?
Do I need to do this daily or it just once?
You need to do it daily until, remember, 4 to 6 weeks, because you've trained yourself. You have trained yourself to default into giving yourself up.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So again, I am wellness. I am the light of love. Covers that also. So they want you to see how this general statement that they've given us covers all the subjects we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then they broke it down more specifically for you so you could understand it. All right, baby. Thank you so much. That was great for everybody.
Thank you.
All righty. Oh, I love you guys. Look at the stuff you're bringing in. Lee in California, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee.
Hi, darling.
All is well that ends well.
Indeed.
Indeed. So, I am bringing in your light and love and absolutely have a miracle. I started working as a conduit for love on Thursday night. I started my first program of weight loss with a group of women, and I'm in awe. And this show really helped me this morning. Thank you.
Well, good. So you started this program of weight loss to lose weight?
I started it initially for myself, yes, and now I'm leading other women in it.
Okay. The I Am principle is going to help create a lot more success.
Okay.
So I am, and then state whatever weight you want to be.
Okay.
I am that weight right now, and that feels good, and that feels like lots of love and joy. And I am that. Claim it in order to manifest it. Okay, Lee?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thanks. Anything else, honey?
I don't think so.
Okay, great. Thank you. And we're going to Mary in Houston. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Okay. I am in the process of changing my financial story. I'm wanting to create a new story.
Stop. We are not wanting to create it. We are creating it right now.
I am creating.
So I am the God of Mary that... And say exactly what you want now.
That creates an abundance of prosperity that more than covers my bills and allows me to invest and travel.
Okay, you could have just stopped at an abundance of prosperity, because when you have abundance of prosperity, and they want you to literally say money.
Okay.
You know, there's that old religious saying about, well, don't use the word money. Abundance is all right, but no. We want more money. We want an abundance of money, don't we?
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm the God of money. I am the God of Mary that creates right now. I am more than enough money, prosperity of money, an abundance of money. That's who I am. That's what you, no more trying, guys. I'm thinking about, I'm working toward. I want you to lose those words out of your vocabulary. Those are limitations. So you start claiming that and then say, how can I? I'm doing this. I am this. Now, what steps can I take?
So,
and they're saying you've got the first one already. Do you know what it is?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So I have kind of some areas that I'm just questioning where to put my energy towards. I've been doing design for a long time. I've been doing healing for a long time, and now
why do you have to not do any of them? First of all, they're saying stop spending so much money. You're spending more than you're bringing in, which keeps you in this belief you don't have enough. If you would stop spending, you would realize you have enough, although you don't have as much as you want. But you have to stop the patterns, guys, that keep you in the belief system that you don't have enough. Otherwise, you keep experiencing the not enough. Okay? And don't anything that makes you happy and that makes you passionate, it, you go ahead and do it, and you'll make money from it. I mean, I'm doing 5 different things right now.
Okay. I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to give it up if I needed to put my energy in some. And some different work opportunities are presenting themselves, and I'm just not sure.
Go to your heart, Mary. Go to your heart. You are sure. Go to your heart. Your heart will tell you clearly, yes, go here. But, you know, we go to our minds. Oh, what if this and what if that? And maybe this isn't, maybe I'm wrong. And as soon as you doubt, you cannot hear the truth. I know. And then go to your heart.
Yes. And I guess my fear is some of these possibilities are it's like a full-time place. So I've been used to having my own business for a long time, and I feel like I won't be free, that I'll be chained to a place.
We don't fix things. We redirect. So as long as you're in fear, that's what you're going to create. So what you just said is creating what you don't want. What you want is a really well-paying job that gives you an abundance of money where you're free.
Yes.
Okay, then you've got to claim that. Otherwise, you're not in alignment with bringing it to you. Got it?
Yes.
All right, baby. You go get them. Wow, what a great show, you guys. What a great... shows like this, I just feel like I want to just really go on for 2 hours, but we can't. So please join us for the next webinar. I believe it's April 18th. And if you weren't on it, didn't hear it, and didn't get the meditation, guys, please go sign up for Getting Out of Staying Stuck. You will not be sorry. It was an awesome webinar. And until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves. And oh, my gosh. Love yourself some more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.